Today's podcast is brought to you by the Kepa Wamach Chordich. Visit www.speakklingon.info for more info.
Thursday, May 19th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. It's been a while since I've shared any noun suffixes with you, so let's do that now. Today's suffixes are both type 3, and they reveal the speaker's assessment or opinion of the noun they modify. The first is kok. That's lowercase q, o, lowercase q. Kok conveys the meaning of so-called. This is quite distinct from na, n, a apostrophe. Na indicates that the noun it modifies is definitely the real deal. Using these suffixes affords you a new level of subtlety that doesn't always translate smoothly into English. Rem, roar, merkukvam. This so-called lunch resembles a midnight snack. Chiknatmo. Because of that true ale, I became very drunk. Nuch kok me lo romolushgan pu, ach shuvmech nuch na losh nish klingon. Romulans use so-called weapons, but for fighting, a Klingon needs to use a definite weapon. What happens when you decide you really want to be able to speak Klingon? Some internal process kicks in. You make some choices, pass on others, reallocate time and resources, interest and focus. And somewhere along the way, the language stops being a goal in itself, but the process to something else. That's when you start opening worlds. Kotme poshmoch chol.